with the Daily Dose for February 11th. And today it's about the golden calf. The people cried out, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Exodus 32, verse 1. We can draw so many life lessons from this chapter of Israelite history. Let's see. There's the issue of impatience. Then there's the desire to control God and what he is supposed to do for us, if we have anything to say about it. There's the appeal of doing what the crowd wants, or popularity, or the fun of sin, especially when lots of people are doing it. What about getting God mad enough by our behavior that he brings on well-deserved consequences for it? How does the threat to wipe the people out and start over with Moses sound? Fair? Just? Or Aaron's response to Moses' fit of fury over the goings-on in the camp while Moses and Joshua were on the mountain? It's funny as all get out. Aaron's response is classic. "They did it! They forced me into it! And besides, the calf just sort of popped out of the smelter this way." It's amazing to me how we all try that dodge when our sin is exposed, but it never works. If there's one lesson from this incident with the golden calf to remember, I think it should be this: mercy. It may turn out to be a severe mercy, as many Israelites died in the plague of God's wrath. But God is so merciful to stubbornly stupid people like me. The Israelites were not all destroyed, far from it. God's mercy overwhelmed his justice. I see myself in the Israelite story. I can't stand waiting for things to happen the way I want them to happen. So I go and do them my way. What a disaster that always turns out to be. I want God to be a certain way. When he's not the way I think he should be, well, then the problem is with God, not me or my expectations. We've all got so much to learn about God. Just remember that he is merciful.